Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker delivered his third State of the Commonwealth address Tuesday night. With his eye on a bid for a second term this year, Baker touted many accomplishments, including closing a $1 billion structural budget deficit without raising taxes, cutting by 95% the number of homeless families living in motels, and hiring more social workers to reduce caseloads at the state's scandal-marred child welfare agency.
Economically, we're hitting on all cylinders. In 2017, we had more people working than at any time in state history. Our economy has added 180,000 new jobs since we took office. And best of all, the number of people looking for work has dropped in every county over the past 3 years, and in most cases, by more than 35%.
Baker declared the state of the Commonwealth is strong.
We live in a great state, filled with creative, community-minded, hardworking, and decent people. And what they want from us is opportunity, possibility, and hope. Not noise, not name-calling, and not finger-pointing.
The Republican governor stressed bipartisanship and was careful in his speech to share credit with the Democratic-dominated legislature for the progress he said the state has made in several areas over the last 3 years, including the opioid epidemic.
We began in the midst of an opioid crisis, and with deaths, overdoses, and prescriptions have been growing by double digits for more than a decade. It was the worst case of negative momentum I've ever seen. And today, with your help and support, we've reduced opioid prescribing by 29%, and overdose deaths have dropped for the first time in over a decade by 10%.
Entering the last 6 months of the two-year legislative session, Baker urged action on a number of pending bills, including one that would let doctors involuntarily commit drug addicts for up to 72 hours of treatment. He's also filed legislation he said will result in 135,000 new houses being built by 2025 and to double the earned income tax credit that benefits 400,000 low-wage workers. Baker previewed parts of the $41 billion state budget he's scheduled to release Wednesday. He plans to ask for a $37 million increase in unrestricted local aid to cities and towns, $120 million in additional state funding for school districts, $200 million for more drug addiction treatment, and $83 million for community-based services for adults with serious mental illnesses. He pledged to continue the path the state is on toward greater reliance on renewable energy sources.
But despite the tremendous progress we've made and will continue to make here in Massachusetts, our climate is still changing. And that's why we'll dedicate an additional $2 million to climate adaptation and resiliency planning efforts in our 2019 budget, providing additional support to municipalities and accelerating statewide hazard mitigation planning.
In his speech, Baker highlighted several regional initiatives. He pledged to expand commuter rail to Boston from the South Coast and to continue closing a digital divide in western Massachusetts in the more than 50 communities that lacked broadband internet access.
And the vast majority of the communities that had none when we took office either have it now or have plans to install it. And thanks to this legislature's help with funding for the build-out, they will all have this must-have infrastructure over the course of the next 2 years.
As he did in last year's State of the Commonwealth address, Baker highlighted the Springfield Empowerment Zone School Turnaround Program as a model other struggling schools in the state could follow.
The Springfield Empowerment Zone gives teachers and administrators a chance to share decision-making on professional development, curriculum, budgets, the works. And it seems to be working for kids. I visited these schools 3 times, and every time I came away filled with optimism for all involved.
The speech was interrupted more than a dozen times with standing ovations, and Democratic leaders praised it in comments to reporters afterwards. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jeffrey Sanchez spoke with WBUR.
Frankly, a number of the things that he mentioned, they are successes that we've had. When I first came into office a number of years ago, the T was overburdened by its debt. There wasn't much going towards the capital infrastructure. And now a lot of that's changed with all the work that we've all done together.
Not surprisingly, the 3 Democrats who would like to replace Baker in the corner office were critical of the speech. Bob Massey, Jay Gonzalez, and Seti Warren, in statements and interviews, faulted Baker for a lack of boldness and vision. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.